Two of South Dakota's top Republican lawmakers are calling on Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump to drop out of the race. But technically, it's too late for that in South Dakota. The state's ballots have been printed, and early voting already started last month. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger has the story.
Over the weekend, Senator John Thune and Governor Dennis Dugard called on presidential candidate Donald Trump to exit the presidential race. However, both indicate they will vote for the GOP candidate over Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. Early voting has begun in South Dakota, much like the rest of the country. That means the timeline for Trump to drop off the ticket has passed, despite high-profile Republicans calling for his withdrawal to clear the way for vice presidential nominee Indiana Governor Mike Pence. One popular alternative is the idea of writing in an underdog candidate. But Secretary of State Chantel Krebs says write-in votes do not count.
Somebody might be frustrated and want to write something in. We don't encourage it, but it does not throw out your entire ballot. We've had a lot of questions thinking and misinformation out there saying, well, the entire ballot is thrown out then, and that's not correct. So if you do a write-in, it just wouldn't be counted because state law does not allow it to be counted. And then second of all, it just wouldn't, you know, the next part to that would be that your ballot is still counted based on the race.
Krebs says votes are counted for questions that are marked. She says just because a vote for a particular candidate is skipped doesn't mean the rest of the ballot goes unchecked. She says undervoting is a common practice.
You can mark a few of them. You don't want to mark a couple races, then that's your prerogative, but the ballots are not thrown out.
The voter registration deadline in South Dakota is October 24th, a Monday. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.